Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna, A Mother's Journey of Faith and Revelation by Professor Aban Kavismanik, is the true story of the author's unwavering faith, a journey spanning 35 years and three continents, starting with the instantaneous healing of her five-year-old son from an incurable skin disease in Lourdes, France, in 1988. Aban is a professor of English literature, philosophy, and religion, has taught in many prestigious institutions across the United States and abroad for over 50 years. She attended a Scottish high school in Bombay, India, where she met her future husband, Percy. They both attended a Jesuit college, got married, and moved to Stanford University, California in 1971. She specializes in teaching world literature, women's literature, and the classics. She was voted Professor of the Year by the students at the University of Charleston for five consecutive years. For the last 30 years, she started rosary groups in all of the states she has resided, is active in her church as a lector, and attends daily morning mass with her husband. Aban has three sons. The two older, Cyrus and Darian, are physicians, and the youngest, Zubin, is her miracle son. The subject of this book, whose miraculous healing started a mother's journey of faith and revelation. Professor Aban Kavismanik, author of Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna, is our guest on This Week in America. Professor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you, Rick. Thank you so much.
What a remarkable story. What a remarkable book you have, and I'm looking forward to talking about this. I didn't want to say too much about it. I wanted to do justice, though. How do you describe your book? Take it in detail. How you would describe your book, Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna?
As you briefly mentioned, and I kind of want to elaborate just a little bit on that.
Yes.
Of course, it is a true story of a mother's unwavering faith, my journey, spanning 35 years, three continents. And of course, it started with this instantaneous, miraculous healing of our five-year-old son from an incurable skin disease in Lourdes, France in 1988, 35 years ago. And if you would like me to tell you a little more about the miraculous healing, I could go into a little bit of detail into that.
Yes, please do. I would like to hear the story, how this all transpired, and the impact it had on you, your son, and your entire family.
Family, thank you. Zubin, my youngest son, from birth, had an incurable skin disease. When he was newborn, he broke out in rashes, red, itching skin. As he grew 2 months, 3 months older, it was encrusted, dark skin, bleeding, oozing, cracking. In fact, when we picked him up from his sheets in the morning, his crib sheets would be covered with blood.
Wow.
And
wow.
These afflictions, of course, you know, bothered him, painful afflictions while he was a toddler. Every morning, as we said, we would hold our breath as we, you know, beheld these bloodstained sheets. We tried all kinds of specialists, allergists, pediatricians, dermatologists, but to no avail. Finally, a friend told us to take him to this absolutely world-class specialist out of town. So we took him to Dr. White. Dr. White took one look at Zubin and said, I want to tell you right now, this is the worst case I've ever seen. There's no cure for it. I can't cure it, and we don't know what causes it. As my heart sank, the very first thing I said is, we take him to Lourdes. And so, when the weather got a little bit better in a couple of months, our whole family, my two other boys and my husband, Percy, and I, took Zubin to Lourdes, did everything that we are supposed to do there, and, you know, went to the procession of the sick,
yes,
the underground basilica, which has the international mass for the sick, the grotto, and of course the bath waters. And as soon as we took him out and walked towards our hotel, we noticed that his skin was as smooth and soft as satin, that every blemish every crack, every stain, every mar on his skin was as smooth as a baby's, smooth as silk. And of course, we spoke not a word, but we took him back to Dr. White, the very next day. And he said there was no explanation. He couldn't explain it. Take him to your priest and register this as a miracle. And then he wrote us a letter saying that I want you to read this book called Love, Medicine, and Miracles by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who has said that there are some medical miracles that medicine just cannot explain. And of course, since then, the holy water we brought from there we have had numerous healings, and for all peoples, all religions, all our friends, Hindus, Muslims, Jews, Zoroastrians, Christians of the faith, we've had so many miracles, I could write another book on them. So the holy water is for everyone. And of course, it came in the Catholic Digest there. The whole town talked about, couldn't stop talking about it. And of course, we've had numerous reinforcements and reassurances that this was a genuine miracle of faith.
As you're telling this remarkable story, well, yes, as you're telling this remarkable story, miraculous is really the only word that can describe this, isn't it? I mean, you're told basically there is no hope. You have to deal with it. This is the reality. And you found yet that wasn't true, that there, what a miraculous healing that you went through. Our guest on the program is Aban Kavis-Monick. I'm going to spell that for you and give this to you throughout the program so you can search and get information. That's A-B-A-N. Kavis-Monick is K-A-V as in Victor, A-S-M-A-N-E-C-K. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at amazon.com, at bookstore.dorancepublishing.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the book is, the title of the book is Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna, A Mother's Journey of Faith and Revelation. Explain, if you would please, the title of the book.
Yes, yes. Of course, miracles is the first word of my book's title. And the book begins with the story of my son's instantaneous, miraculous healing of this incurable skin disease that I just explained. So that explains the first word, miracles. And then, of course, the whole book has plenty of other miracles that have occurred since that first inception, you know? So the whole book is quite miraculous, I have to tell you. Then, of course, the second word, masterpieces, describes and narrates how we acquired all these great religious works of art by old masters over these last 35 years, you know, since the miracle, right after my son's miracle. Now, each masterpiece or painting or piece of sculpture has a miraculous and a meaningful story to tell. It's almost as if we acquired each painting or each masterpiece because the Madonna and Jesus wanted to come to our home, wanted to have a home here with us, you know. And of course, each piece belongs to us in our own collection. And each painting, the whole book is full of the stories of how we acquired each masterpiece. Again, miraculous stories. Then the third word, the Madonna, the last word, of course, of the title, is the soul of the book. You know, the Madonna is the star of the story, I could say. And by her intercession, by Mother Mary, the Madonna's intercession, she brings you to her son, Jesus, who is the son, and a pun on the word, S-O-N, as well as S-U-N. If she's the star, he is the son. So that is the third word in the title. Miracles, masterpieces, and the Madonna.
It's a remarkably well-written, well-illustrated book. It's a beautiful book. And if you're watching the video portion of this on YouTube, and you can find it by going to YouTube and Googling or going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, I see a number of, I will call them masterpieces as well, behind you. A part of your collection, obviously. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yes.
And you go into detail on that in the book, Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna. The book is written by Professor Aban Kavasmanik. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Doran's Publishing in their bookstore, of course, at Amazon. Links in our website. So let's explain the story of why you decided to write this book. What was the thought process, the inspiration for writing this?
Well, actually, my book is a three-pronged vehicle or tool, you know. And the first point that I would love to emphasize is this book is for the faithful and devout, seeking miracles, which is just another word for God's grace through God's infinite love. The second point is this book is also for the pilgrim seeking to travel to the many holy, fabulous, wonderful places of pilgrimage where our Madonna has appeared and is still appearing. And a lot of this is covered in my book, you know, all these different pilgrimage places and sites miraculous to worship. And thirdly, it is also for those who are divinely inspired, just as so many through the centuries by religious works of art from old masters. And all these old masters, of course, are exemplified and portrayed and illustrated in my book. So it is, you know, a vehicle for all this, and plus it's an inspirational story that everybody must read.
Well, it really is, and the three sections are so well done, and again, will reach so many people, and so well laid out, sections laid out chronologically, and we'll talk about that. It's really well thought out, laid out. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold. We will give you that information throughout our conversation today. When and where did you write this book? What was the process like in coming up with the idea and writing it?
This book, I cannot begin to tell you how inspiring that story is, but I have to keep it short. We were on a three-year assignment. My husband had a three-year assignment in Mumbai, India. So of course I went along, and while he was at work from morning till night, what we would do is we'd drop him off, the driver and I would drop him off at work, and I would go straight to this Pauline convent right on the ocean in Mumbai, India, right next to our house. And that's where I wrote my entire book over a two-year period, right in front of the Blessed Sacrament during adoration. So the whole half a day I would spend, first half a little bit in prayer of an hour or so, and then I would sit and write my whole book. It took me 2 years in the Pauline convent where these little sweet nuns praying for me, you know, while they knew what I was doing, and they were praying for me while I did it. So it took me 2 years to write the whole thing, and the one other year, the third year, editing it and correcting it and going through everything because the typist had made so many errors. So it is a labor of love and faith. It truly is.
And divine inspiration, obviously, where this idea come from? The fact that what you went through, the way you went about writing it, where you did it, the people that were there. It's such a remarkable story. Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna. What message do you hope your book conveys, sort of the takeaway as they're reading all of the different themes and elements in the book?
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm so glad you asked this question, Rick, because my desire is that my book and my story serve as a beacon of faith and hope in today's fragmented and wounded world. Our world is wounded by wars, sorrows, illness, sickness, sin, your discord. And it is what this book does, it reveals how, through intense faith, God's mercy and love is for the asking. And God's grace, another word for God's grace is God's mercy and love, is for the asking, like the air you breathe. Just breathe it in and absorb it in your body, in your skin, in your soul. And God's grace is for everybody. Just invite Him in. Open your whole body to Him. And this is what the book does. It opens the door of your soul to let the grace in. So it transforms you, revitalizes you, and fills you with the faith that you need to have His grace work in you.
It's a very important message that His grace is for everyone. So often we think that's for somebody else. And miracles, they're not going to happen in my life. They happen maybe in somebody else's. That's when you read this book, Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna, you will get a whole new perspective. The reviews have been excellent. Why do you think this book is so appealing to the reader? And you might have touched on that with hope. Boy, we're really looking around for hope right now with everything we're going through. Yes. Is that one of the reasons you think this book is really resonating like it is?
It's resonating, of course, because of the message that we just talked about, the hope in the wounded world, and people need to believe in miracles, to go on living, to suffer and to endure the suffering and pain. If you just offer it up and say that the Lord knows best, and he's working His grace through me. So that's the main thrust of the book. But the other very practical, I would say, or a visual effect of the book is very unique and appealing. You know, it is a beautiful hardcover book, a beautiful front and back hardcover of the Madonna and the Sacred Heart. It's just so inspiring. Also, it has the beautiful, thick, glossy pages filled with, you know, at least 50 full color pages showing magnificent works of art that you would see in these beautiful books that you buy at the Vatican, know, or other art museums. And it has these beautiful pictures of paintings and sculptures, all from my husband and I, our personal art collection. These paintings, all the pictures in the book is all our personal artwork. And each one has a story, a magnificent story, relates to the pages in which the paintings occur. So, you know, you can pick the book up, look at the painting, say, oh, I want to see the story on this painting. Open the book, and there it is. And you are going to be inspired by another miraculous story for you, you know?
This is a great addition to any family library. It's a great gift idea to share with someone. This is, it's timeless. And I like what you say. You don't have to sit down and read from chapter to chapter. You can go back, you can put it down, you can refer to it. Maybe 3 years later, something you remember in the book will inspire you.
And each little either a sculpture or artwork has a gripping story. Of course, the whole storyline is inspiring and gripping. And plus, also, I must add, it makes a beautiful coffee table display item. Just gorgeous. And then the other thing is, it makes an exceptional gift, not only for any holiday season, any feast season, you know, it makes a beautiful gift. And plus, who doesn't want to read about a mother's inspiring story about taking care of her child who had this incurable disease and how she surmounted great difficulty through that and came out with this miraculous healing? You know, every mother can relate to it. So, and every family would want to own such a book, I think.
Yes, and we all can't have the collection you do, but you're sharing that with us. So in essence, we have a little part of your collection that we can display and proudly display in our homes as well. I would like to talk about maybe some of your several favorite works of art from your collection. I hesitate to ask about one because I'm sure it's difficult to pick one, but maybe several that are really specially meaningful for you.
Well, all the acquisitions paintings, as I said, have a story and a meaning to tell, right? They're all very meaningful to us, of course. They've touched us personally, the way they come out to us and reach out to us, to also to the reader. Each painting speaks to us. But if I were to really press to pick one for the quality of art, I would have to say it would be the 17th century Hubbard Madonna, which we have, and I'll tell you why we call it the Hubbard Madonna. Hubbard Madonna, painted by the Flemish 17th century Flemish artist Frans Flores. And it's called the Hubbard Madonna because she belonged to the Hubbard estate, and the old lady had an auction. We went in there, saw this in a dreary corner and wanted it, put it on auction. They said, oh no, you can't have it. It belongs in the Louvre or the Uffizi. It's an original Franz Flores. We are sending it to Sotheby's. You can't have it. But we put in our bid and we left. 3 years later, they called us that we could have that magnificent masterpiece at our bidding. And I, of course, when we got it, the whole presence filled the whole house. So that's a favorite of ours for that reason. And just one other that I would say from a religious point of view would be our favorite is our Mother of Perpetual Help painting that both my husband and I grew up, you know, going for the novena and worshiping and going to the church and for the novena masses. And that also has a miraculous story. The frame came damaged, badly damaged. It's from the Greek ambassador to Germany. And we thought it would be irreparable, you know. But my husband said, no, let me try and fix it. In 1 hour while I was gone on an errand and came back, the painting was restored as if nothing had marred or touched it. And my husband said, what happened? It just healed by itself. It just took shape by itself. It was so miraculous. You cannot tell that it was disfigured or marred. So that's what I'm telling you. These paintings are just amazing. The book is amazing. It tells all these stories.
Looking at the photography, looking at the masterpieces that they have put together, and a story that goes with them, which even further enhances the appreciation that you will have for the piece of art. That's all part of Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna. Will there be a sequel to this?
Truthfully, very likely, yes, I would love that. Because, you know, there are so many other true stories of faith. So many other miracles that I haven't even touched on in this book that happened and continue to happen. And God's grace through the intercession of Mother Mary and the Madonna, these stories have to be told. So I, God willing, there will be a sequence to this. And you know, I mean, we have to spread God's message of grace and love is for everybody, for everyone, for the asking. God doesn't limit his grace and love to just, you know, one religion or one culture or one people. It's for the whole world, you know?
Yes.
So we need to spread that message of unity and love and grace, God's love and grace. Yes.
You are doing that certainly with Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna. The book is available, dorinspublishing.com, in the bookstore, Amazon, usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about today, what the impact had on your family. How is Zubin doing today?
Thank you, Lord. He's doing wonderfully well. And let me tell you, he is a messenger of faith as well. He gives out the holy water to his friends who've had healings and miracles. And he's the biggest proponent of our Mother Mary. And by the way, we've been to Lourdes 14 times, 14. And we just recently were there in early August. And when we came back, this is what Zubin said. Mom, we need to go to Lourdes every year. We should go to Lourdes every year. So that's how, you know, it has impacted him.
Yes.
And of course, without Lord, you know, we would not have this beautiful family. And our whole family, our oldest son, Cyrus, who's a cardiologist, he wrote his college essay on Zubin's miracle and got into Stanford University. And I told, when he was starting to write the essay, I said, Cyrus, you know, you're going to Stanford pre-med. Do you think they would maybe relate to this and give you admission because you're going to medical, you're pre-med? And he wrote that essay on Zubin's miracle, and he was admitted right away to Stanford
Fantastic.
University.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
And both sons being physicians, this had to have an impact on them as well. And
yes,
the way they conduct their lives, their religious lives and the medical life, knowing that miracles do happen.
Absolutely. They do happen. They both acknowledge it and spread the word. And you know, without faith, no explanation is enough. But with faith, no explanation is necessary. You know?
Yes.
That's the beauty of it. You see? If you have faith, you don't need an explanation for any miraculous occurrence.
But you do not.
You just know that God's grace is there. So this has changed our life, our whole family, our dynamics. You know, we're all absolutely, definitely, passionately lovers of Christ and Mother Mary because of this miracle. Yes.
I got about 30 seconds left, and you sort of answered that. But I, from your standpoint, you went into this, you're told by a leading doctor that what Zubin has is incurable. You'll have to deal with it. You don't want to hear someone, a doctor, describe what your child had as the worst case they've ever seen. So, you know, you're overcoming big odds, and you make that pilgrimage, and your life has changed. What's this been like for you? Obviously, it's changed your life dramatically.
Right. It has. I was always devout, both my husband and I. But after the miracle, it's like, I can't describe it. You have to read the book. It's like Mother Mary and Jesus are just part of my soul and my body. I cannot live without them. It's like the very air I breathe. And I've had visions and messages from Mother Mary and her love that she pours out to us. You feel that love pouring out of you, you know, for her and for Jesus and Mother Mary and for the whole world. Once that happens, you love humanity. You love your fellow human being. You love your neighbor. You want to do good. So it transforms your whole life, but you become a passionate lover of God, you know, and humanity, which God always says, love your neighbor as yourself. You have to practice that, you know?
Yes.
So it has transformed, of course, my life, my husband's life. And I have to tell you, I couldn't have done it alone. I couldn't have done it without my husband's undying love and support. So he feels absolutely the same way that I do. So we do everything together with our children.
Well, you know? That those feelings come through in the book, Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna, A Mother's Journey of Faith and Revelation. The author is Professor Aban Kavis-Monick, and I'm going to spell that one more time. And we have this on the website, so you can go click on to her page on Amazon Endurance and order a copy of the book or several there. A-B-A-N, and Kavis-Monick is K-A-V, as in Victor, A-S-M-A-N-E-C-K. And as I say, the book available at Amazon, the bookstore at Dorrance Publishing. I want to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with the professor today. Ma'am, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. What a remarkable story and what a remarkable book that you've put together that highlights that and the masterpieces of art that you've collected over the last 35 years. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for having me and spreading the word. You're instrumental in doing God's work. So I so appreciate you and all that you've done for us. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, you're most welcome, and I sincerely appreciate your time on the program. And I'll tell you one more time where to get the book, Miracles, Masterpieces, and the Madonna. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.